Check the big board. Disney is the big loser, shaving 16 points off the Dow, by the way. Intel is the big winner. That's in your top left, the green one. Of course, it's moving up its dividend, and Intel, of all stocks, is up 45 cents. Look at that. Best gainer on the Dow. All right, we have the Postal Service. Well, I gotta say, flat out, it's going broke. $2.2 billion worth of losses in just a three-month period. Reason.com's Nick Gillespie is here. Okay, let's forget about the money side of things for a second. What are we going to do with the Postal Service? I take it you as a libertarian hate the thing.
Yeah, and you know, this is the post office is one of the last redoubts of an old, medieval form of government service that we need to have postal service that the crown runs and that the crown controls, so the crown can sneak into it, et cetera. The most fascinating thing about the post office is that over the past 20 years, and when I started with Reason 15 years ago, every couple of issues we'd run a story about, oh, let's get rid of the post office. Now we don't even talk about it because all of the alternatives, the workarounds are all in place. Email, people don't even fax anymore. And to be fair to the post office, its overnight delivery service is pretty good.
Yes, it is.
You know,
it
but
is.
They have a terrible congressional mandate where they have to give universal service on a daily basis. I mean, their business model is hamstrung by Washington every bit as much as FedEx or UPS.
Given your druthers, would you sell it? Would you just flat out, I guess the correct word is privatize it.
Right. I mean, well, you know, we know that there is a flourishing and robust ability to deliver packages, letters, parcels, you name it, you know, drugs overnight everywhere in America. You know, you can get it there very quickly. I would think that the post office, because of its workforce, because of its infrastructure and whatnot, would be extremely viable as something that you sell off. The real problem are the pension liabilities, actually,
right.
To be quite honest.
Well,
that obligation.
These
$5.4 billion, when it went in business into effect in 2006, it's been loss after loss, $2 billion, $5 billion, $8 billion. But also the flip side of that, 650,000 unionized workers who always vote for the Democrats, is it possible that that block could be given up? Right. Because essentially, it's got to be the way politicians are looking at this.
Well, you know, maybe you make a federal law saying that felons everywhere can vote, and then, you know, it'll balance out in the end. I'm joking. No, but what I'm saying
the point is you cannot sell because Congress would never agree to privatize.
Well, you know, this is, I mean, I think we will get there, and that it's as much as anything, it probably the realistic thing forward, it's kind of like Social Security, where it's like you're not going to get rid of it, but you limit its growth to a point where in 15 or 20 years it is delivering 3% of messages sent to America.
Where's
like
the
that.
Money going to come from?
They run out
of that $15 billion in October of this year. At that point, they default on their repayments to the government and they default on their payments to the pension fund. Where does the more money come from?
Well, you know, it comes from the five of us at this table and a couple of hundred million more of our closest friends around the country. I mean, that's where it comes from.
I do think,
you know, what will happen, it's not uncommon because, and you'll remember, 25 years ago, there was twice a day daily mail to businesses in Manhattan. That went away, and people were like, that's the end of the world. Okay. We're going to see a post office that delivers 3 days a week, maybe on Saturday, maybe not, and they're going to start winnowing it down until people realize, you know what, we don't need this anymore, and we're going to close out the lights and then sell off the trucks. Sell off some of the employees who are good. You know, they'll get picked up in other places.
Nick Gillespie, thank you very much indeed. We'll see if this comes to pass. Time for your gold report. Here's what we have for you. Down a little bit this morning, but $1,500 an ounce is holding. The event that brought tears to my eyes did not bring the economic boom that was expected. I say that's nonsense. The Bank of England, no less, has the royal wedding completely wrong. That's next. Plus, listen to this one. Lady Gaga. Some say she lives in her own world, and now you can too, online. This is a huge financial story, and it's coming up in our next hour. And we'll get the real story behind just why the Hotel Workers Union in California wants to switch to fitted sheets. A union representative joins us. Are flat sheets really a health hazard? Don't they know how hard it is to fold fitted sheets? Look at this.
And then make sure you have it turned so the lengthwise goes across your body so that your left arm and your right arm in the corners are the length of the sheet.